WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 47 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. The showdown is intensifying over President Trump's move to deploy the National Guard to more American cities like Portland, which the president Monday called, quote, a burning hellhole. Portland's mayor and Oregon's governor disagree, saying they are well-equipped to handle a group of protesters stationed in front of the city's ICE headquarters, and they don't need an influx of federal National Guard troops. Portland Police Chief Bob Day telling ABC News.
I think any time we increase the national attention, it draws in a lot of folks that are not necessarily from the area, but they're looking to maybe create some energy. And the National Guard is not needed at this time for this particular problem.
A Reach Air Medical Services helicopter crashed onto a major California freeway late Monday. The Sacramento Fire Department says that accident left three people in critical condition, all crew members. There were no patients on board. No bystanders were hurt. The helicopter did not crash into any cars on Highway 50. This is ABC News. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez is out on bond facing a felony battery charge after a bloody dispute with a truck driver. ABC's Matt Rivers.
Shortly after 12:30 a.m. Saturday night, police say the 38-year-old Sanchez approached Perry Toll, a 69-year-old delivery truck driver, in the middle of his shift about where the victim parked. Toll, who says Sanchez smelled of alcohol, alleges Sanchez shoved him and prevented him from calling for help. Toll telling police he feared he was in physical danger, pepper spraying Sanchez in the face. According to police, when the former quarterback advanced again, Toll thought, "This guy is trying to kill me," and stabbed Sanchez multiple times.
Washington State Police say there is no indication Sunday night's attack on the state capitol was politically motivated. Law enforcement says the man who allegedly broke into the state capitol and set fire to a reception room was experiencing a mental health crisis. The man is now charged with burglary, arson, and malicious mischief. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to rise to the upper 60s. Looks like some possible sprinkles early on, but otherwise it should be a nice, partly sunny day. For tonight, clear and cold, areas of frost late, most widespread, patches of fog in the river valleys as well. Tomorrow morning's low could be around 34. Wednesday, sunny and 61. Again, scattered frost possible Wednesday night with a low of 35. And Thursday, sunny, a bit warmer, and 66. Near 70 on Friday with a slight chance of a light shower in the morning. That's a look at weather for today, Tuesday, October 7th. We have received a trace of precipitation since midnight. After yesterday, 16/100ths, that's all, and we hit a high of 67. It was 52 at midnight. Right now, we're at 47 degrees. It is time now to start the day in southwest Wisconsin officially as we begin a broadcast day on WRCO.
Oh, say can you.
blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior all the day long.
We start the day in a positive way with Alan Jackson and Blessed Assurance. Before that, our national anthem performed by Sandy Patty. And we are underway today, friends. The day can just keep on getting better. We've got some things to tell you about, including a Brewer win last night, 7-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee up 2-0 on Chicago. We'll check sports in about 10 minutes from right now. Regular features along the way as we get the day started here with a good old Light in the Milk House Show.
Lonely. your first love. There's been others before me, but I'm the one that's got you now. That's all that matters to me. I know other arms have held you. I'm not jealous of these. Mine are the arms that hold you now. That's all that matters to me. I came alive when you came along. You brought life into me. Honey, I don't care what's in your past. You're as far as I can see. And I know you've been thrilled and pleased. Mine are the lips that kiss you now. That's all that matters to me. Mine are the lips that kiss you.
Mickey Gilley at the keys and the microphone, and that's all that matters to me. Oh, the old Light in the Milk House show rolling on here this morning, giving you the wake-up call and a couple of reminders from today's community events. First of all, Easy Yoga for Seniors will be held each Tuesday, 10:30 until 11:15 at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua. For more information, you can leave a message for Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082 or email over50lunch@yahoo.com. St. Paul Lutheran Church, north of Laval, will host its 40th annual Chili Supper. That's happening tonight from 4 until 7. The evening also includes a quilt raffle. Free will donations will be accepted as well. And the Reedstown Public Library has recently launched the Kickapoo Valley Living Treasure Series, a unique program spotlighting the life stories of elders in the Kickapoo Valley region. The second in the series will be held today at 5:30, featuring Kickapoo Township resident Mary Christensen. Mary is a community builder and retired Waldorf school administrator who played an integral part in Viroqua's successful revitalization efforts. She will share valuable insights from her experiences, helping turn the tide from decline to renewal. Those reminders today from our community calendar.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and many more, perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
This Wednesday, starting at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts weekly consignments featuring fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Daily updates are available at the Richland Cattle Center website. For more information, call Junior Hipsch, 608-585-3700. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted source for quality livestock.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. You know, there's nearly 100 taxi rides given in Richland Center every day, and almost 80% of those are senior or disabled residents of our beloved community trying to live their best life and paying out of pocket for transportation, and many insurances don't cover it. That's why we created the Town Taxi Free Ride Fund, offering free local healthcare transportation to those in need and allowing them the freedom to spend their own money on more enjoyable things like the hair salon, attending local events, or even just a shopping trip. At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile, serving Richland Center and all its surrounding communities. Call today to see how you or your organization can help at 647-3114. Town Taxi. Shop local. Ride local.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Well, let's check sports. In baseball yesterday, the Brewers outfielder Jackson Chirio returned to the lineup and hit a three-run home run in Game 2 of an NL Division Series against the Cubs Monday night after tightness in his right hamstring caused him to exit the series opener. Chirio hit an 0-2 pitch over the center field wall with two outs in the fourth. Chirio's 419-foot drive extended Milwaukee's lead to 7-3. Chirio went 3-for-3 with three RBIs on Saturday. Other highlights of the game, Jacob Mizrowski rediscovered the form that earned the flame-throwing rookie so much acclaim in the first few weeks after the Brewers called him up for the minors. He was throwing heat. More importantly, he was throwing strikes. The Miz fired three innings of scoreless relief while reaching at least 100 miles per hour on 31 of his 57 pitches, and at least one pitch was clocked at 104.3 miles per hour last night. Also, it was the Dodgers getting a win, edging Philadelphia. The final score was 4-3. And quite a Monday night football game as well. Trevor Lawrence tripped, got up, and scrambled for a one-yard touchdown with 23 seconds left. And the Jacksonville Jaguars beat Kansas City 31-28. A crazy finish to that game. The NBA preseason action continued. The Bucks beat Miami 103-93 on Monday night. This update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. and Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Yes, indeed. The forecast for today calls for a high of 67, sunny and a bit breezy today. Clear and cold tonight, areas of frost late. In fact, there has been a frost advisory issued for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties beginning at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning through around 9 a.m. Right now in Richland Center, 47 degrees. The aerobic polka is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
It is time to kick it with the aerobic polka. There we go. Easy.
I know a lot of places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, don't run the good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it dive or a joint. It's called a tap room in Pennsylvania. In Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago. And in London, it's a blooming pub. They serve you cocktails in ritzy Newport. And it's Boilermakers in Sweet Dunn. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk. Called a bar room in old Milwaukee. It's a meeting hall in Buffalo. It's just a beer joint in good old Cleveland. Or a cider mill in Tupelo. They serve a schooner in old Altoona. Like the honky tonks in old Bridgeport. But the thing I'm looking for is a good old swinging door where a pint is still a quart.
There you go. Woo. Good for what ails you there, Frankie Yankovic and the band and the Barroom Polka here on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. The aerobic polka getting it done today. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets as we shuffle in that direction. This is Fair and Young.
I'm the center of attention in this barroom. I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me and draw me in. I'll say no each night, but I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on and watch me cry.
Never know how tight I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I
quiet for you. Lately drinking warm red wine is all I want to do. And I never know how light I'll wind me up till I walk in. But I don't care, 'cause I'll be back to wind me up again.
Everly Brothers, WRCO Radio, and Devoted to You. A good old love song there across the breakfast table. And we're headed toward a high of 67, about 20 degrees warmer than right now, here at the WRCO studios on a Tuesday, October 7th. The Wirtz floor and home thermometer reads 47 degrees. The time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Another case of New World Screwworm, but not as close as the last one. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. What does it look like to plant number one? Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S. for a reason. Check out the view from the top. Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. Mexico has confirmed the latest case of New World screwworm 170 miles south of the U.S. border. According to Mexico's Agriculture Ministry and Sanitation Agency, Senasica, the calf was intercepted in Nuevo León and is not related to the case that was detected September 20th. The agency says the screwworm larvae in the latest detection were found dead or dying as a result of mandatory treatments. In a social media post Monday, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says it's an isolated incident and she will have USDA personnel on the ground immediately to independently verify the situation. A Wisconsin farmer is grateful for this year's nearly perfect growing conditions and surprisingly good soybean yields. Steve Dewey farms near Johnson Creek and tells Brownfield this has been an exceptional year for soybeans.
My long-term soybean average is usually up 55 or a little better over all the past years. And this year we knocked right on 70 on 370 acres.
Dewey says that big yield bump will also help his bottom line.
You know, the prices really sting, but I just did a little math this morning. Would I be better off with my usual 55 bushel beans at $11.50 or with my 70 bushel beans at $9.30, which they were this morning? The $9.30 with the 70 bushels won the dollars per acre, so that's what it's all about.
Dewey says a lot of combines are rolling in southern Wisconsin soybean fields, and he's waiting for corn to dry down a little more. He is concerned about corn standability issues with some varieties after signs of southern rust and other diseases. Some Wisconsin farmers are done harvesting corn silage, and others aren't far behind. Ben Augustine operates a dairy farm near Sheldon and tells Brownfield he's in the home stretch.
I got 65 acres left, and I think I got 800 done.
Augustine says some of his northern Wisconsin neighbors are combining soybeans, and yields are all over the place, but his beans must wait until silage wraps up. Oilseed crops have been variable this fall for two western Minnesota farmers. Dan Youngren farms in Kitson County and says,
we thought in the area was going to be a hopeful 50 plus, ended up being a low to mid 40s, which is not a bad crop, but we were expecting a little bit more. They're in the bin waiting for China to come buy some.
Jake Thompson is in Barnes County and says he plans to wrap up the soybean harvest today. He says soybeans are the best he's seen in his farming career. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle ended the day quiet and cash hogs closed higher. Good morning, I'm Kellen Haydicken with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was quiet on Monday, which is very typical at the start of a week. Last week, a light northern trade started up as early as Tuesday with more business throughout the week. Volume was light. Dry steels had a range of $353 to $360, $5 lower week to week. Southern business held off until late Friday with live deals marked at $233, $3 lower. At the Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota, compared to last week, yearling steers not well compared. Yearling heifers, 800 to 899 pounds, were $4 to $6 higher. Limited comparisons on calf weights, but a higher market would be noted compared to the prior week. The USDA says there was very good demand for yearlings, with most coming off grass and light-fleshed. Feeder supply included 42% steers, and 62% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 500 to 526 pounds brought $4,750 to $528 with an average price of $506.06. Medium and large one feeder heifers 882 to 883 pounds brought $347.50 to $348.50 with an average price of $348. Box beef closed higher. Choice was 107 higher at 363.34. Selects was 259 higher at 347.97. Estimated hog slaughter was 101,000 head. Cash hogs closed higher with solid closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Business began the week sharply lower, but buyers at those major direct market raised bids to keep chain speed at a high level and secure the needed ready numbers. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 67 cents higher with a base range of $90-$102 with a weighted average price of $99.39. Iowa, Minnesota closed 49 cents higher at $99.35. Western Corn Belt was 53 cents higher at $99.39. Barrows and gilts were trending $2 lower at $70 at the Midwest cash markets. Illinois slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $59 to $71. Boars were priced at $18 to $35. Pork values closed 95 cents lower at $107.35. Loins, picnics, and bellies were lower. Butts, ribs, and hams were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply higher, and lean hog futures were mostly higher on spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brown Field.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whipple's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whipple's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whipple's Hybrids.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilars.
Planning home improvements, a new addition, or building a garage or house? Start at Harchi Lumber, where making your project easier and more affordable is what they do best. From the ground up, Harchi Lumber carries a complete line of quality building materials, drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, and more. Need help with a pole building? Harchi's experienced construction crews are ready to get that job done too. Plus, they offer prompt job site deliveries with self-unloading trucks to keep your project moving. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207 or stop at Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Butcher hogs were $2 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are mixed, watching U.S. harvest activity and South American planting weather. November beans are down a quarter at 10.17 and three quarters. January was 1 1/4 lower at 10.35 and three quarters. December corn was up 2 3/4 at 4.21 and three quarters. March was 2 1/2 higher at 4.38 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with feeders in the lead on supply tightness. December live was up 217 at 236.67. February was 280 higher at 239.62. November feeders were up 537 at 360.80. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and the strength in cattle. December was down 2 at 87.27. February was up 25 at 89.55. John Perkins, Brown Field.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
If you think U.S. farmers are raking in massive government payouts, think again. That's next on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The top economist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture would like you to know that farmers are not subsisting on government financial handouts. Seth Meyer.
Everybody thinks, well, we're lavishing all sorts of subsidies on agriculture in a farm bill. In real terms, it has been declining for the last 30 years. We're asking farmers to do more and more with less and less. And it's not working. So what's happening? One, the process is moving us to supplementals. And what does that result in? $130 billion in ad hoc assistance that has now gone on for 8 years. Not a good model.
Meyer says we were supposed to have a new farm bill 2 years ago, which led to temporary extensions of the previous bill from 2018. And he adds everyone's pretty fed up with how that's gone.
To some degree, I'm excited that ag has said enough of that. We're going to use the pathways we can find to take care of folks, and it resulted in $60 billion additional dollars. And so for now, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, but heavens, I hope the country can find a way to figure out how to get back to some normalcy where we shine sunlight on everything on a regular process.
Meyer says traditionally when commodity prices fell, input costs dropped as well. Lately, he says, input prices remain elevated as farm market prices fell. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
There might be some holiday butter deals ahead. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A market advisor says butter prices are the lowest they've been since 2021. Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield, large butter supplies have pushed prices down by more than a dollar during the third quarter to lows in the 160s.
Not only is milk production higher in the U.S., but the fat tests coming off the farms are somewhat unbelievable. And so more milk and more fat in each hundredweight of milk we produce means a whole lot of cream and plenty of supply of butter.
She says while prices have increased somewhat in recent weeks, there's still an opportunity to move product through the holidays.
Historically, the butter market usually declines after the holiday demand wears out, whereas this year it happened before we even got close to holiday demand. So it does feel like with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, maybe the retailers can run some more aggressive promotions.
Burgess says the lower prices have incentivized more exports, especially as competitors in Europe and New Zealand have had reduced milk production. The U.S. Dairy Export Council estimates that butterfat exports are up more than 150% year to date. Cash dairy prices started the week mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange with limited trade. Dry whey unchanged at 63 cents. Blocks were up 4 cents at 175, 9 sales there. Cheese barrels unchanged at 177. Butter went down 5.5 cents to 169.5, 6 sales made. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 116 with 3 sales. Farm bankruptcies are on the rise, and Ag Attorney Austin Piefer with Ag and Business Legal Strategy says regularly reviewing balance sheets could help identify problems before it's too late. He says bankruptcies increased in the first two quarters of this year in Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, and in North and South Dakota. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Good morning. The forecast calls for a high in the upper 60s today. Partly cloudy to sunny at times. Clear and cold tonight. Areas of frost later on. And a low of 34. Thus, a frost advisory has been issued for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties for tomorrow morning early on. Wednesday, sunny and nice at a high of 61. And a Thursday, sunshine at times at a high of 66. We have a south-to-southeast wind at 2 miles per hour after a trace of precipitation early on today. It is 47 degrees. I thought perhaps we'd have a little more rain yesterday. It was a little bit disappointing, but we did get some. Kind of off and on, intermittent through the day. 16 one-hundredths of an inch of rain all total yesterday. Tony Schumacher has more about weather coming up before the top of the hour.
It's early. It's local. It's strong. Just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show. Only on WRCO.
Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh.
celebration. He was saving for a diamond ring after graduation. Susie's old man came by for some gas and water. He said, boy, stay away from my daughter. That night by the light of the moon, Bobby climbed up to Susie's room. Mama saw him pulling out of the drive. She didn't wake up daddy this time. It takes a hard-loving woman, takes a hard-loving woman, takes a hard-loving woman to love a hard-headed man.
On the Meltcast Show from WRCO Radio as we round it up and move them out today. We'll check out forecast details in a moment for a Tuesday morning. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hi, my name is Eli Weiss, a seventh grader at St. Mary's. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, October 10th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $13 with the option to add extra fish for $3 per piece. Hope to see you there.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, Holstein calves were stronger, with beef crossbred calves steady. All classes of slaughter cows were also stronger. Holstein bull calves sold from $10.50 to $11.30, with the beef crossbred calves $11 to $15.20. The better conditioned slaughter cows sold from $1.25 to $1.60, with only three cows under $1.20. Bulls $1.40 to $1.90. At last Friday's feeder sale, we had 108 yearling beef steers and heifers, averaging 802 pounds. They averaged $3.65 per pound, $2,610 each. Lightweight beef steers and heifers sold from $3.50 to $4.25. Heavier Holstein steers, 232.5 to 285, with the lightweight Holsteins, 370 to 4.25. If you have feeder cattle to sell this fall, be sure to contact Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, 608-627-1401. Mathis Farms Auction Market is to provide our sellers with a competitive market since 1963.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios. No wait, just great vibes. Serving up the best mix of country and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, we are looking at a clearing trend here today as the moisture, which has been causing scattered light rain over southern Wisconsin, slides off to the east. High pressure building down from northern Minnesota will bring in dry air, should bring us a nice amount of sunshine as the morning goes on and right through the afternoon. Some pretty chilly air, though, tonight and tomorrow morning. In fact, frost is a good bet in many spots. More widespread in the northern portion of our listening area, so a frost advisory has been issued for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Wednesday. So gardeners, if you have some nice flowers or other plants growing that you want to keep around for a bit longer, be sure to get those covered up tonight or bring them indoors. We do expect quiet weather to continue for the next couple of days. There will be a weak front passing through early Friday morning. Might bring a sprinkle or two, but nothing serious. Temperatures trending upward heading into the weekend should be about 10 degrees above normal. There could be a stronger system coming through late Sunday into Monday with a better chance of widespread showers. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy to sunny and a bit breezy, high near 67, northwest wind 7 to 15. Tonight, clear and colder with areas of frost late, most widespread north. Also, some patches of fog in the river valleys, low at 34. Tomorrow, sunny and tranquil, high 61 degrees, kind of a classic fall day. Northeast to east wind up to 5. Thursday, sunny to a few clouds late, low in the mid-30s, high near 66. Friday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a light shower in the morning, then partly sunny, low 43, high 69. Saturday should be pleasant with a mix of sun and clouds, high about 72. Sunday, breezy with clouds increasing, high 74. Some rain likely Sunday evening into Monday. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, 47 degrees. Yesterday's high was 67. We picked up 16 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high 85 in 1993, and we matched that in 2007. Record low 21 in 2001. Last year's high was 65, and the low 30. Sunset will occur at 6:32 this evening. Sunrise time this morning at 6 minutes after 7. We currently have an east-northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, barometer at 30.08. A trace of precipitation this morning, and it's 47.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the government shutdown drags on, Democrats are continuing to push for an extension of health care.